101.3 is gearing up for the holidays with the Holiday Hookup. Correctly guess the price and win it all.
Now, we're going to play the game in a matter of minutes.
Yep, and we have a whole bunch of stuff, including a trip to New York to see Haley Steinfeld. We've got gift cards and jammies, and we have luggage. The point is, you want to guess, how much would all of this stuff buy if I were able to buy it, which you can't. And then we'll tell you, you're too high, you're too low, you narrow it down. And if you guess correctly, dollar and cents, you win it all.
We just can't make this up.
So, for the holidays, Pepsi has something that they think you might like. Salted caramel Pepsi.
Ooh.
Now on sale in stores around the country. It's a new limited time holiday flavor. According to people who've tried it, it tastes like normal Pepsi as you drink it, but then it has a sweet aftertaste that's almost kind of like butterscotch.
Ooh. That kind of makes my tongue curl up a little bit.
Butterscotch is yummy though.
Yeah. If that's not enough liquid sugar for you, there's also a new Mountain Dew flavor out for the season called Holiday Brew. It's a mix of regular Mountain Dew and Code Red.
Remember the one time I gave your son that can of Mountain Dew?
You gave Mountain Dew on purpose and then you played dumb and you're like, oh, I didn't know. It's good to see a company that knows what its customers want. Even if you aren't, you obviously know someone in your life who for some reason is obsessed and addicted to ranch dressing. Everything has to be dipped in ranch. They love ranch. They want it all the time. And when they have it, they want a lot of it. Correct?
Yes.
Well, Hidden Valley knows this. And so they have come out with kegs of ranch.
Kegs?
Now, don't worry. It's not like beer size keg. It's just 10 inches tall. But still, 10 inches? A little keg of ranch dressing? That's a lot. It's supposed to be about a year's supply of ranch. And I know some people that would probably go through it in a week. Cost about $50.
What's the spigot like on that? Is it a pour situation, a squeezer?
I don't know, but I can see some kid putting their mouth up to it just like you would if it was a beer keg. And would you eat at this restaurant? La Parisienne is the first nude restaurant in Paris. It opened to the public this past Friday. It seats 40 diners and offers meals for around $35. Before entering the main dining room, guests are asked to remove all their clothes and leave them in the restaurant's wardrobes. The view into the restaurant is blocked from the street, and the neighborhood's residents so far seem perfectly at ease with the new addition. And now, this is the first nude restaurant to break ground in France, but I guess it's not the only one. There apparently is one in London and also in Spain. And the one in Spain not only makes you be naked, but the waiters, some of the food you have to eat off of the waiter.
Ew.
Oh, no.
We just can't make this up.
KMXV, Kansas City.
Yeah, making you bounce. Come on.
On air, online, and connected to you.
Major Lazer's in the building.
We're 21 Pilots.
Hey guys, I'm Ariana Grande.
Hi, this is Niall Horan.
Transmitting live from the heart of Westport. We are
KMXV.